corporate executives with bad news they need to announce often wait till late in the week when they can sigh along with the rest of us. Thank God it's Friday. They know this is a good day for bad news because many business people have already tuned out for the weekend. Slate Financial columnist Dan Gross says this strategy may be ill-conceived. Bad news, he says, usually comes to light anyway.
You know the kind of bad news we're talking about. A failed product trial, a recall, maybe a federal investigation. But now we have some proof that the Friday strategy doesn't work. Researchers at the University of California at Berkeley and the University of Illinois found that by releasing bad earnings news on Friday, companies can fool the markets for a day or two. But over time, they conclude, investors factor the disappointing information into the stock price. The researchers, Stefano Della Vigna and Joshua Pollitt, found that companies are somewhat more likely to release poor earnings reports on Fridays, and that first-day market reaction is muted by 60% when investors have the weekend to digest or to forget about the news. However, while investors may react sluggishly at first, they compensate over the long term, so in the end, it's a wash. In other words, trying to trick investors by discreetly emitting bad news on a Friday is pointless. So why do companies persist in trying to sneak poor earnings past investors? And why do investors reward this behavior by being slow to react? The answer to both questions lies in America's chronic culture of short-term thinking. Clearly, professional and amateur investors do get distracted over the weekend. Sports and recreation become more important than P/E ratios and 52-week moving averages. And whether you're a press aide to a senator or an investor relations official, there's a natural urge to ensure that good news is trumpeted loudly while bad news is whispered sotto voce. In addition, when things are going poorly at a company, executives tend to focus on strategies that will get them through the next few days, the next quarter, and the next year, in that order. Does this mean that investors should automatically be leery of companies that announce earnings on Fridays? Not necessarily. Many companies announce earnings a fixed number of business days after the quarter ends, regardless of which weekday it falls on. Last Friday, Ford announced better-than-expected earnings. The ones to look out for are those that surreptitiously switch the date of an earnings announcement or release other significant news on Friday afternoon. Companies that choose to share new data while brokers are rushing off to happy hour usually make investors pretty sad.
Daniel Gross writes the Moneybox column for Slate.